Defense Department's chief information officer is finalizing a new IT strategy and implementation plan, but shouldn't expect a host of brand new initiatives or the Pentagon to go on a spending spree. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is joining us live now from the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg, Virginia, with details on DOD's new plan. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jared.
So what will this new IT strategy address if it's not going to address new spending or new initiatives?
Well, the plan, which is actually very close to being signed off by the DOD CIO Terry Takai and other senior officials, will actually try to clean up some of the DOD's IT infrastructure's mess, if you will, after years of development. 25 years of what Rob Carey, the DOD deputy CIO, calls building something because your boss asked you to or told you to. DOD runs thousands of networks. They estimate 250,000 BlackBerries across the organization. That's just a guesstimate because they really aren't sure how many they really have. And PCs and laptops and you name it, that's servers, routers, they have it, and they have tons of them. Carey says the strategy is helping DOD get its arms around the reducing, standardizing, and actually sharing IT more readily.
So we've written this document, which is the way ahead for us in DOD in the IT space, to sort of get our arms around this big, giant network infrastructure and shrink it, right-size it, get the capacity where we want, eliminate duplication, introduce some standardized activities, and consolidate where we can to achieve the CIO's nirvana here, the three circles. That's our plan, and we're hitting about eight areas right out of the chute, and then we'll continue to just hack away at this thing until we get it where we want to get it. And again, the network will be driven by the budget profiles. There's just no two ways about it.
Now, I caught up with Carey after his speech at the Executive Leadership Conference here in Williamsburg and asked him for more details about that plan.
So it does talk about improving cybersecurity through consolidation, through standardization and optimization, data center consolidations in it, network consolidations in it, right-sizing the security architectures are in it, so it'll allow for greater information sharing while maintaining the right sets of security architectures that are different than what we have today.
Now, Carey expects the strategy and the roadmap to be public in the coming weeks. He says the eight areas in the strategy are what DOD will focus on actually over the next 2 years, which sounds like a long time, but in DOD speak, that's a short program.
Yes.
And then they'll do a follow-on strategy to really look at more long-term goals.
So, I mean, how does this match up with what the, you know, the individual DOD services, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and the agencies are trying to do to shift IT money, to the tip of the spear, to their actual mission needs?
And this is something you've reported on, we've reported on several times. It really brings all that work, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines, and many other DOD agencies, all that work together to what they're doing to cut the cost of their technology. The Navy, for instance, is one example. The Department of Navy is trying to save 25% of their IT budget over the next 5 years to move it from the tail to the tooth. Now, Carey says that strategy, this new strategy, grew from the budget challenge, but it was also a realization that, well, DOD can do better.
Everybody is on that same sheet of music, and we're trying to provide the framework that sits above that. The things that are in our plan are all things already underway by the services, and we intend to make them enterprise answers.
Now, this idea of the enterprise is really growing across DOD. The services are watching very closely how the Army is moving to the Defense Information Systems Agency's email in the cloud or email as a service, and it's almost like a precursor to see if how many others will follow in that path because they see the savings that, or the potential savings. Another area, energy efficiency. Someone may ask themselves, well, how's that an IT program? Well, if you think about the greater use of smart grids and tools to measure energy usage in DOD buildings, IT plays a big role. If you use IT, measure that we're using, we can figure out a way to use less energy, money can be saved.
So we certainly don't need to tell our listeners that DOD is not the only agency feeling this pressure to spend less money on IT. And fortunately, they're not the only agency down there at the conference. Well, what are you learning about others down there about how agencies are trying to do more with less IT?
There was actually one really great part earlier today when one of the conference chairs said, we have to figure out how to do less with more. And then he stopped and realized what he said, and the whole conference just cracked up. I mean, you 800 people kind of laughing at this poor guy. And he realized he made a little bit of a Freudian slip. But the point is, you're right, Jared, every agency is feeling that budget crunch. And IT is really being looked at in many ways as a major way to squeeze those savings more. Take the General Services Administration as one example. They're saving about $15 million over the next 5 years by moving their email to the cloud. They did this through the contract with Unisys and Google. The IRS is another example of an agency trying to find savings in its IT. The IRS spends about $2 billion a year on technology, and Carl Froelich is the tax agency's associate CIO for end-user equipment and services. He says by implementing something simple as Wi-Fi across the bureau last year, the IRS cut back on spending on everything from broadband cards that you put in your laptop to cell phones to smartphones.
I got 32,000 air cards. That's about $12 million a year. So last year we said turn on Wi-Fi for IRS, across IRS. Does that have an impact on how much money I'm spending on air cards? The answer is yes, because it provides the same capability and replaces something I'm spending money on. Do I do it across the board? No, I do a portfolio mix. And I say, we'll have some efficiency gains here based on the job, based on the function, and what have you. So there's $12 million I can attack. I'm spending $20 million a year on Wi-Fi stuff, wireless stuff, cell phones, Blackberries, Androids, iPhones, iPads. Now, that's the capability that we're going to provide. So my responsibility in the business case is, now, what are the efficiencies and effectiveness to provide that same capability to the client? Now, what are the options I have to gain some efficiency, effectiveness, and take money out of that without changing the business impact on the client?
Now, Froelich says IRS spends about $10 million a year on printer toner for the network printers. He says by reducing the number of printers, the IRS can find savings there as well. By the way, the IRS has 60,000 printers for 100,000 employees. So you can see why he believes there's a big opportunity to exist there. Now, obviously, when it comes to agencies realizing the budget crunch, they have to realize savings. It's imminent. They know that. And that's one of the themes you're hearing throughout this conference. It may not start in 2012, but by 2013, they'll really feel the pressure. So what are the steps that can be taken today to help lessen the pain in the future? And I think that's what you're hearing a lot of these agencies are looking at.
Okay, very good. And much more to come. Another day of the conference that you're covering tomorrow, right? And I assume more info at
FederalNewsRadio.com and, of course, on the Federal Drive with Tom and Amy tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, live from Williamsburg, Virginia. Thank you very much for being with us.